just as we turn to the Lord's table, open your Bibles at the book of Revelation, chapter 3. It never ceases to amaze me how the Lord often will put the same subject into different believers' minds, and this passage was on my mind, and it so fittingly ties in with what we have heard already from Ephesians 3. I'm just going to read a few verses at the end of Revelation chapter 3. It's the seventh message to the church at Laodicea. Revelation chapter 3, reading from the verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed. The shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Just like the boy that we referred to earlier on in our illustration of the catechism, there's many things in this world that can't be seen with a physical eye. There's many things that can't be comprehended just with a human mind. And the things that are referred to here are things in the Spirit. The book of Revelation begins with the apostle saying, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And as we come to the Lord's table, we do not just look at physical things. We look beyond. I've often used the illustration, probably not recently, of a photograph. And the Lord's table, the Lord's Supper, is like a photograph that reminds us of the reality behind. As you look at a photograph of someone you love, you're not satisfied simply with the photograph. It's a good reminder. It's a good representation. It helps us. But we want more than the photograph. That's true for us. It's also true for the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus looks at us, and he doesn't just want the outward appearance. He does not just want what he sees. He wants more than that. He wants what we've been hearing of Christ dwelling in our hearts by faith. It's a startling message we read to this church. In verse 15, he says, the Lord says, I know thy works. We can fool each other, can't we? We can put on an appearance. So easy to stand for me here now and to put on an appearance, but But there's one who knows me. And there's one who looks not just at your outward appearance here today, but looks into your very soul and into your heart. And as we partake of the Lord's table, we want to do real heart business with the Lord. As Augustine reminds us, we don't want just to receive bread and wine. We desire to receive Christ, to feed on Him. For our souls to feed on Him. Our minds to feed on Him. The Lord Jesus reminds us that we're to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, soul and strength, the whole of our being, loving Him. How awful it is to live with somebody who you know only loves you with their body, but doesn't love you with their mind, with their heart, with their soul. You have a shell of love, but nothing else. Christ, as Calvin reminds us, did not just love us in words alone. He loved us in action. He loved us with all His heart, mind, soul and strength. And the only love He desires in return is the same. Heaven will be populated not with pew warmers, but with those who have been warmed to the love of Christ. Not those who have just attended church and think they have done enough to pacify their God. You can pacify people that way. But Christ never says in this letter to the Laodiceans, it's really good to see your numbers. He points to something. And He says this interesting statement, that you're neither cold nor hot. Do you ever drink tepid water? It's quite disgusting, really. I drink a lot of hot water, and hot water is nice, and cold water is nice, but tepid, you know, in between, it's not very nice. And Christ wants us to be something that He can enjoy. Then, how do we look at ourselves? Verse 17. Do I feel I am rich, increased with goods, have need of nothing? Jesus reminds us this morning that we need to see ourselves through His eyes. That if we do not have Him dwelling in our hearts by faith, we're wretched, we're miserable, we're poor, we're blind and naked. Verse 19. Does Jesus love everybody? Does Jesus love everybody? As many as I love, I rebuke. Does the Lord love you this morning? Maybe He doesn't. Maybe the Lord does not love you this morning. If you feel unrebuked by His word, what a miserable state to be in. What a wretched state to be in. If the word of God doesn't penetrate my soul this morning, what a dangerous condition to be in. As many as I love, I rebuke. I take great comfort as I listen to the word this morning. I felt the penetration of Christ into my heart and into my mind. As many as I love, I rebuke. Be zealous, therefore. I wonder, as you sit there this morning, do you feel, well, you know, I've been passive this morning in listening. It's not good enough. As we take the bread and as we take the wine, there must be that act of communion with the Lord. Better not to take the bread and wine than only to take the bread and wine. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. We know how this verse has been abused over the years. But this is a word to believers. Lord Jesus, afresh, stand at the door of this fellowship and of your soul and of your heart and of your mind. And the Lord is knocking through his word, seeking entrance into your heart, seeking entrance into your mind. Let him fill. Let him fill your mind. Let his word enwrap you, fill you, fulfill you this day, that nothing else is needed. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, he with me. Then we have that promise. Him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. There's things we can't see. Things the world doesn't see. There's a day when all this will make sense. When all the faith will give way to sight. When Christ will be revealed. And the only thing that we will regret is that we wasted so much time on the wasteful things of this world. He has said, do this in remembrance of me till I come. Till I come. We proclaim his death, knowing that he reigns and lives forevermore. Amen. Let us